There are a few things that symbolise the loss of freedom caused by COVID more than empty airports and endless rows of mothballed passenger planes. But plans are in motion for a return to quarantine-free international travel with the introduction of vaccine passports in the form of a QR code you could download from your vax certificate on your MyGov account and keep in a digital wallet. It's a simple enough idea, but there are some big questions about how this will work in the real world.
At this stage, there isn't a common standard, but there is an organisation working on that called the COVID Credentialing Initiative. So they'll need to have that common standard so that we can share information, doesn't matter where you get vaccinated. Because once we open the borders for global travel, especially international students to Australia, we need to be able to verify those details no matter where they come from in the world.
Michael Maher already operates a service that allows workers in heavily regulated industries like medicine and disability care to store their vax records, qualifications and police checks in a secure, cloud-based system for employers to access.
We're in discussion with multiple government departments at both state and federal levels, and they move at different speeds. It's very frustrating. They're not coordinating at this stage, and so we have different discussions with education versus health versus aged care.
Another potential hurdle is that different countries are using different vaccines. AstraZeneca hasn't been approved in the US. China's Sinovac hasn't been approved here.
I think Australians need to get used to the idea of jab, click, share. Because you're going to need it for workplaces, for travel, maybe even attending your kids' school, picking them up from childcare. It's going to be the new reality for all of us for a long time yet.
While most Aussies are okay with the idea of a vaccine passport to travel, a smaller majority is cool with providing that same proof to enter a concert, bar or restaurant. But there are concerns about the security of our private health information and the fact that the current vaccine certificates can be easily forged or doctored. With so many details yet to be ironed out, will the government have a working system ready in time to reward those who get their shots?
Interesting.
It's a pickle, isn't it?
It is a pickle.